Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. For decades, the penny has quietly anchored pricing, payment, and perception at checkout. So what happens when it starts to disappear? While digital payments continue to grow, roughly 1 in 5 shoppers still pay cash, forcing retailers to confront a deceptively complex shift. In this episode, we'll explore how changes to rounding policies, point of sales logic, and store level decisions could have real implications for margins, customer trust, and of course, the in-store experience. Joining me today is Jennifer Valdivia, West Coast leader of our Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group here at BDO. Jen will help us unpack what the end of the penny really means for retail operators and why this small change deserves a much closer look. Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thanks so much, Natalie.
So, Jen, at face value, the penny does feel symbolic, but with 1 in 5 shoppers still paying in cash, what realities do retailers need to confront before assuming this is a non-issue?
I am one of those people who still pay cash and a lot of them. just to sort of level set here, I do electronic payments, but the penny is still in my world, at least for now. So in all seriousness, though, eliminating the penny doesn't eliminate complexity, unfortunately. Retailers still must decide how to round, when to round, and for whom. And customer trust lives in the small moments at the checkout stand. So pricing is credibility. Whether it's reinforced or it's going to erode, it's reality. This is what's going to happen. Many consumers notice even the smallest amounts on their receipts these days because their wallet size needs to spread further. It is what we have to deal with these days. Retailers will need to recognize that eliminating the penny doesn't eliminate responsibility. It in fact shifts it. The checkout moment becomes a trust moment. And if customers feel rounding is quietly costing them money, the emotional reaction will outweigh the actual math. The penny may be symbolic, but trust at the checkout is, in fact, very literal, and retailers can't afford to be casual about how customers experience price changes, even the tiny ones.
That's exactly right. I think in today's world, the customer experience, in many cases, is so fragile. And even something as small as a penny rounding can become an issue. So it does sound, on the surface, rounding sounds neutral, but over time it can accumulate. How should retailers think about the potential margin impact, especially as it accumulates and at scale?
So originally when we were getting ready for this podcast, I'm like, the penny, we're really going to talk about a penny, right? And then, you know, the more you think about it, it absolutely has an impact. When you look at transactions and the nature of retailers' transactions, that can add up really quickly and affect margins. So if you're a retailer transacting a lot of small dollar transactions, that can result in material dollars one way or the other, just depending on how you're rounding. And it can complicate margin forecasting or create inconsistencies across regions within an organization, depending on how you deal with it. So kind of just to provide a little bit of context, in a high traffic retailer that's doing, say, 50 million in cash transactions annually, with even a 1 penny average upward bias, that's $500,000 in unintended margin. And that can be meaningful. So while rounding might feel like noise, it's really at a retail scale, there's no such thing as really a rounding decision that doesn't hit the P&L. I mean, you've got to really sort of take it away in transaction volume because it matters. And the risk isn't just financial, it's unintentional. If retailers aren't deliberate, rounding can quietly inflate prices or erode margins without anyone owning the decision. And smart retailers should treat rounding just like any other pricing lever. It should be measured, it should be monitored, and intentionally balanced rather than a sort of this assumed neutrality consideration.
Exactly. So are some pricing architectures or product categories more vulnerable to the unintended margin drift than others?
I think there is. I mean, I think the most vulnerable categories are going to be your essential items. It's going to be the high frequency items that people purchase every day, like grocery and convenience items, and items that are highly price visible products like fuel and staples and even promotional items. Shoppers know prices instinctively. So if they're going to feel those pennies, even if it's unintended. They're keenly aware when something doesn't add up, and pricing that ends in, you know, price points in 99 or 95 cents are likely most at risk as well. What's really going to matter here is what's going to shape customers' perceptions. And those things can include transparency. You know, how is rounding being explained to the customer? You have to be open and upfront about it. Is it consistent? Is however you're going to treat rounding predictable? Is a customer going to be fully aware and understand what that's going to look like? And are all locations going to be treating that exactly the same way and having that same messaging? And then, of course, the context of it, right? Is the shopper already price stressed? And so, you know, building all three of those things together are going to be really crucial. Customers don't calculate rounding mathematically. They're not going and adding everything up. They're really experiencing that emotionally. They feel it before they look at their receipt. So fairness is felt. It's not computed. If restaurants feel surprised or confused at checkout, that trust erodes fast, even if the difference is just a few cents.
Definitely. So let's look at this from the retailer's perspective. What changes, if any, do retailers need to make to their point of sale system or price logic to accommodate rounding correctly and consistently?
Well, I think point of sale systems can adjust. I don't actually think it's as much of a technology question as it's a strategy question. I think the technology is what's going to enforce whatever protocols a retailer puts in place. So retailers need to make clear rules of engagement. Are you rounding at the per item level or at a transaction level? Are you treating your rounding just for purposes of cash transactions or across all tenders? You know, these are decisions that retailers are going to have to think about, and they should align with brand values and pricing strategy, and then applied consistently. The biggest risk here, I don't think is the systems. I think it's the ambiguity. And when rules are not explicit, execution becomes variable. And when customers don't feel like something's quite right, that's where you run into your real challenges. So as a result, I really think it's more of a governance question and what happens to touch the systems, and retailers need to be prepared for things like regulatory changes and customer sentiment shifts, and really be ahead of it and be prepared with things like if there's also a shift in cash usage, and if that declines, what does that look like? So it's really being prepared futuristically, if you will, on changes that could really affect whatever strategy they put into place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I want to touch one more angle of this, right? So if you have multiple locations, and most retailers have hundreds, if not thousands of locations, could this create an inconsistent customer experience, which we know at this point is so fragile? So could it create an inconsistent customer experience across locations if there is no policy, or if the policy is ambiguous, or maybe if the training is not tightly aligned?
It absolutely can. I mean, I think the inconsistency would probably arguably be the biggest risk here. And if one store rounds differently than another, or if associates can't explain the policy confidently, customers lose trust. And in a world where shoppers compare experiences instantly, that inconsistency doesn't stay localized. It breathes itself in, and it won't be a good thing for the retailer. Training and communication matter just as much as policy design does. And customers don't experience sort of that operational nuance. They don't know what that is. It's the experience of fairness that they feel. And once that's questioned, it's very, very hard to recover. You know, we really did see this when e-com really took off. If customers were looking at things on a brand's website and then going into the brick and mortar store, they expected that pricing to be the same. And when it wasn't, it created friction. The reality is that customers notice it, and it doesn't matter if that difference is a couple cents due to rounding. Inconsistent experiences will erode trust in the brand, and it's really hard to recover from that. So retailers will need to treat rounding just like they do pricing, because it's what customers think it is. If it's intentional and transparent and consistent, shoppers will end up adapting. If it feels very accidental or opportunistic, they won't. And then you're going to have to recover from that.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for helping us unpack why the end of the penny is about much more than just a spare change. From subtle margin impacts to how fairness is perceived at checkout, this is one of those small shifts that can have an outsized effect if retailers aren't paying attention. If this conversation sparked a few new considerations, feel free to share it with your colleagues or leadership team. And be sure to add us to your podcast library so you don't miss out on what's next. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.